You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. It's technically called the Daniel Probe, and when in use, sounds like a Geiger counter. That's because both detect radiation. More on the Daniel Probe in just a minute. Some lung cancer nodules are very small and undetectable until they grow larger. That can signal a poor prognosis for the patient. Usually the lesions are found with a CAT scan during a lung cancer screening or when looking for another medical problem. Locating these small spots during surgery can be a challenge since the lung is moving. UC Health is having success with a technique called radiotracer localization. It involves marking the suspicious areas with radioactive material before surgery. That's what Chief of Interventional Radiology Dr. Ross Rustagno does.
And we make sure that it's in the precise spot by CAT scan guidance. And this kind of sounds scary, so as you're describing it to a patient, they kind of wonder how safe it is, but it actually is fairly well tolerated. We do use local anesthetic, we do use intravenous medicines, and then we inject a very small amount of radioactivity, a very innocent amount that goes away within a few hours.
He says it's no more radiation than patients would receive during a CAT scan. Chief of Thoracic Surgery Dr. Sandra Starn says the type of potentially cancerous lesions that benefit are those that are too small, too deep, and wispy, kind of like finding cotton candy in a sponge. After Rustagno tags them, Starnes goes to work.
Patient then comes to the operating room, and we have a special probe called a Daniel probe after the surgeon who helped develop this technique that localizes the nodule. So it's sort of like a Geiger counter.
She holds up the $10,000 Daniel probe.
So it's a long, skinny probe. Doesn't look very impressive when you first look at it, but it's angled to go through a VATS port or a minimally invasive port into the lung, and then we basically just rub this over the lung until we find the area of intense activity.
It's hooked to a box that detects the radioactive signal. The University of Virginia developed the technique, and Starn says UC is only the second to use it nationally. In a recent paper, Starn details the 95% success rate. She says part of the reason radiotracer localization has been so effective is because of the coordination between her department and intervention radiology.
It's a very strong team approach and tells me I got the tracer in, it's in this location, and then I can bring up these images in the operating room. So I use the images to tell me the general area that the tracer is going to be located, and then the Geiger counter, the Daniel probe, actually identifies it precisely.
For the patient, it helps spare healthy tissues that may have been removed with other techniques. And there is something else.
This allows us to identify potential cancers or other important diseases much sooner. So I think that's the really exciting part about this technique.
A procedure similar to this is used to locate breast cancer lesions. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.